Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Sisel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Sweeney reaches third base with a triple. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sweeney scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavner. The throw from Krause and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Rice reaches second base with a double. Tavner scores. Sweeney goes all the way around to score. Rice moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Krause and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnny Mann pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Johnny Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. Krause moves to third. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cox now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0 for 1 in the game. Easterling hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Shea reaches third base with a triple. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Shea. Metzler moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavener. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Metzler moves to third. Barrett moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0 for 2 in the game. Easterling hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 2 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Falk reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and moves to third. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barrett. Heilman moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McManus reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-3 in the game. Easterling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Barnaby pinch hits for George Cox. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to first and picks off Barnaby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Barnaby now pitching. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Krause and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Kaum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.